and Crisis Silence. My name is Michelle Wazal, and I'm delivering the statement on behalf of the IGPC Consortium and SCHOON. SCHOON is a harm reduction and outpatient treatment center for substance use disorders operating in Lebanon since 2003, in a country that criminalizes the use of drugs. Since its establishment, SCHOON has continued providing its services through a war, the spillover from the Syrian crisis, a pandemic, a devastating port explosion, and a financial collapse. What we've learned is that in times of crisis, people who use drugs are scratched off the list of priorities, especially in places where they're criminalized. In fact, substance use treatment and harm reduction interventions were not listed as part of humanitarian planning in Lebanon, despite the fact that in times of crisis, the risk of developing substance use disorders increases. In line with the commitments made in the ministerial declaration to leave no one behind, we reiterate the recommendations made in the report to address the specific vulnerabilities of people who use drugs in crisis by providing health and protection services within humanitarian frameworks, and further urge member states to ensure the continuity of harm reduction interventions and substance use treatment in crisis, to prioritize OET medication as part of emergency response planning, and to broaden the UN response to drugs to include humanitarian and human rights agencies. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam, on behalf of IDPC.